Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Save big money on everything for your projects now at Menards. Plastic lattice panels are durable, low maintenance, and are easy to install. They're a great accent for deck skirting, garden trellises, and creating privacy walls. We stock a huge variety of colors and sizes to fit your project. Save big on lattice at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
There will be no plea deal for Donna Adelson. That's what we've recently found out. Of course, she being charged in the murder of Dan Markell. That was her former son-in-law, the former husband of her daughter, Wendy Adelson. No charges against Wendy. But Charlie, the brother, he's already been convicted. He's spending the rest of his life in prison. But they think mom is the mastermind behind all of this. Joining me to discuss, Bob Motta, defense attorney, host of the podcast Defense Diaries. Bob, are you surprised there's no plea deal here for Donna Adelson? And what does it mean that there's no plea deal for Donna Adelson?
No. And it means they're going to trial. Next question. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm not. Look, at this point, like, Charlie is adamant about him being innocent about it. He's got his appeal that will be pending. Positionally speaking, in terms of their being potentially four family members from that family that are going to be tried, including, you know, dad and Wendy, I think they're in this together.
Yeah.
And for her to plead guilty would be an absolute death knell to Charlie's appeal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how is she pleading guilty saying, yeah, I was the mastermind. I was the puppet master behind this whole thing. And Charlie's sitting over here saying, I didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm innocent. I think that's the play. I think that she has no choice but to go to trial and make the state prove their case, because I think that, and it's not just for Charlie's case and her own case, but for the rest of the family's cases potentially moving forward. I think that they feel that they're going to make the state prove it, which they will.
What kind of defense is Donna Adelson going to mount here? I mean, are we going to see something where she ends up throwing her kids under the bus? Like, you're already convicted, Charlie. He obviously is the one who did it. It ain't me. I mean, I don't see her doing that. As big of a narcissist as I think she is, I think she really protects her little clan there, it seems.
So, yeah, 100%. That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
You know, like, she's not snitching.
Yeah.
She's not turning state's evidence. You know, I don't know that they came to her. I'm sure they did, mm-hmm. you know, with some kind of offer, probably close to, you know, probably a little less than Charlie, since they feel that Charlie was really the one who facilitated the hit with Katie. But, you know, as far as mom, if she was the money source, you know, I mean, she's just as on the hook as he is, you know, and in the eyes of the law, they're not going to be treated any differently, no matter what their roles were in the conspiracy to commit murder, you know? So, I mean, it's like roles are kind of irrelevant. They're all viewed the same in the eyes of the law. They're all going down for the exact same thing, no matter what their particular part in the play was. So, as far as, you know, Wendy goes though.
Yeah.
Like I just think that she was the smartest. Like my buddy Jay, he's got a YouTube channel. He's obsessing about Wendy, does all these like videos, like how, you know, how Georgia Kaplan's going to get her.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, there's strong circumstantial evidence, but it basically boils down to, you know, she drove by Dan's house, you know, the morning of the shooting, that makes it seem like she had to have known, you know, going to this liquor store. And she says she was taking a shortcut, and it doesn't appear to be a shortcut. I mean, is that enough to convict her? Is that enough? You know, because they're going to go by strength of case.
Well, and her kids are in the house, and you see police cars. If you're a parent and you see police cars surrounding a home where your children are supposedly at, wouldn't the first thing you do is slam on the brakes and be running towards that house of what the hell is going on? Not, hey, let's go get some Patron.
Yeah, you know? Definitely. Well, I think the testimony was that they had the tape, the yellow tape, up so far back that she couldn't actually see all the way down the block to the house.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, at least that's the way I understood it.
Okay.
Because there was a lot of testimony during the trial that because it was kind of a curving street and where the cop was testifying that he had the tape, it was too far back. You know, and when it comes to Wendy, it's like the interplay, you know, surrounding the fact that she's testified in multiple cases already on behalf of the state is a weird dynamic.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's a weird dynamic to know that she still has custody of her kids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, why doesn't Ruth Markell have the kids? Like, even if they haven't charged her yet, everyone on the planet feels like she had a hand in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, like, how can you not? Like you have to believe that, you know, she is I'm talking about Donna, is such a, like, just an overlord of her kids that, you know, they're still, despite the fact that they're all accomplished dentists, lawyers, you know, like, that she's still running stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, that concept is bizarre to me.
Yeah.
Like grown adult children letting their mother run things to that extent. And like, I find it hard to believe. Maybe not as much with Charlie, but definitely as to Wendy. I mean, she's, say whatever you want, like, Wendy's not an idiot.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I thought Wendy held up very well on the stand. You know, do they catch her in little lies? Does she pause? But like, I don't read into those things like other people are reading into them. You know, I think that she's answering questions carefully because she understands that they're gunning for her.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, while I think that she definitely had a hand in it, and I think that, you know, this was a family affair through and through, you know, I just tend to think that she might have been a little too crafty for them to have gotten the evidence they need to get her. That's what I'm saying. Like, they started with Charlie because they felt they had the strongest case with Charlie, you know, and they're next going to Donna because they think that they had the second strongest case as to Donna. And then, of course, the jail calls after Charlie's convicted really helped their case a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and her trying to go to Vietnam helped the state's case a lot. You know,
I mean,
that's.
And then there's Harvey as well, who's still there. He's out. He's free. I mean, you have, you know, the spousal thing as well going on where he would not necessarily have to testify against her. But I do wonder, how would he not have knowledge of what the hell's going on here? Maybe he's not the one that's pulling the strings like Donna. Maybe he's just like, okay, honey, whatever you want. He kind of strikes me as that sort of a character. But still, if you have knowledge of what the hell's going on, somebody's got murdered, you have some culpability there as well if you didn't do anything about it.
I mean, it depends on the relationship.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like I've seen plenty of older couples where, you know, you've got 40, 50 years in. I've seen some of them where they're still madly in love and they're the cutest thing you've ever seen. And I've seen them like my grandmother and my grandfather, who basically loved each other, but went about their way on their own. You know, mm-hmm. They did separate things. They weren't necessarily part, you know, slept in different bedrooms when they were, you know, deep into the marriage. It's like, I don't know the inner workings of that, that family mm-hmm. like that, like in terms of, you know, we're going to need to see proof.
Yeah.
We're going to need to see text messages. We're going to need to see communications. You know, obviously there's the whole birthday gift with him, you know, and in George's position is that his gift was mm-hmm. that Dan was getting killed and his grandkids were going to live closer to him.
Yeah.
You know, that's her position on it. And it, which very well could be the case.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just like a family that you get that vibe that they just, you know, they're the smartest people in the room type mm-hmm. thing. They just thought they had this thing all figured out and, you know, they still like, they're still reeling from the fact that they didn't buy their story. But, you know, anytime that you're hiring two separate hitmen and you're going through a third party conduit who you used to date, it's a recipe for disaster.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
What if I told you that right now, millions of people are living with a debilitating condition that's so misunderstood, many of them don't even know that they have it? That condition is obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. I'm Dr. Patrick McGrath, the Chief Clinical Officer of NOCD. And in the 25 years I've been treating OCD, I've met so many people who were suffering from the condition in silence, unaware of just what it was. OCD can create overwhelming anxiety and fear around what you value most, make you question your identity, beliefs, and morals, and drive you to perform mentally and physically draining compulsions or rituals. Over my career, I've seen just how devastating OCD can be when it's left untreated. But help is available. That's where NOCD comes in. NOCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for obsessive compulsive disorder. Our licensed therapists are trained in exposure and response prevention therapy, a specialized treatment proven to be incredibly effective for OCD. So visit NOCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with our team. That's NOCD.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In The News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.